The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
Okay, here it is, 12 noon on our Friday show, and that's where we are. Bo, we're in the Midwest, all right? We're in Central Time, for those of you. And you can hear the replay all the way up until tomorrow morning. It plays, tomorrow morning. Actually, tomorrow's Saturday, all right? So let's clarify. Monday morning, when you dial up at 7 a.m., you will hear Friday's broadcast, just like you used to when we did the show before, all right? And what I'm talking about is when I came on the show, we were on from 11 to 1. That's what we're doing here, Central Time. And you can share it. You can listen to it. It's on Rumble. We're doing it for those of you watching streaming live. We post those things on Rumble because it's one of the only channels, you know, unlike YouTube, that if they don't like something we say, they censor us. So, you know, and I've noticed a lot of people are starting to ramp up on what's going on in the Middle East and where we are with Ukraine and all this oversized, overblown fear-mongering. And so, you know, Blaze Media, I'm going to jump on this because it's important. It leads into my next article about this term Stone Age. You see, I made the mistake a long time ago because, see, that's what. Well, they're going to bomb us back into the Stone Age. Maybe that's where they got it. Well, see, it's not that way, really, because we've had technological advances in America and elsewhere, China and Russia. And so if anything bad were to happen, because, see, some people mistakenly refer to what part of our history we would revert back to. See, because the Dark Ages, we were able to still function primitively, like the Amish, but we were able to still function. The Stone Age, you know, when we have people talk about the Stone Age, it means that they don't quite understand that EMP is here, and they think that Russia and China are going to use nukes. But see, Russia and China clearly understand that all they have to do is take down our grid. That's all. Kill our space satellites. You know, EMP technology has been around for over 50 years. So why would you say, oh, they're going to blow us up into the Stone Age and Gen Zers are going to have to learn how to make a fire and sharpen spears? Yeah. Well, see, this guy named Greg Autry wrote a book called Red Moon Rising. Yeah. You know, now you got to ask yourself, because we rely on electronics so much, and we do, we rely on electricity to have to run them. And if you don't have electricity, you can't run them, right? In other words, if EMP hits, this little thing called a cell phone turns into a brick, according to Greg Autry. Pacemaker would drop dead. You know, anybody with a pacemaker would drop dead instantly. Really? Well, how about the fact that the pacemaker wouldn't work because it'd be fried? And so it says every piece of your electronics, laptop, computer, your internet router would be gone. Most of the relays of the power grid would be gone. There'd be no power. And now he's saying that it makes that, you know, the dire threat likely because it would be difficult to replace some of the serviceable parts that would be destroyed during such an attack. Now, this is the real unrealistic joke of the whole story. So I don't want to go any further with that article because I think half the time he's talking about you know, sitting there wearing, what did they used to wear way back when, the caveman? No, this is not, you know, a Geico commercial. Okay. This is serious stuff. Cause I mean, when people come out with this, I have to say, okay, where are you going with this thing? Why are you promoting a book? And claiming we're instantly transported into the Stone Age when that's not true. Because, see, a lot of people know what a can opener is. A lot of people know what raised bed in Victory Gardens, and a lot of people have that history in their head. The Amish certainly do. Most of the Mennonites do. See, and who do they put their faith in, God or the government? See what I mean? So when you get people like this, this guy is a space policy expert and former Trump administration advisor. Okay, now understand that, where he's coming from. You know, relying on electronics, I get. But to turn around and saying that you'd be in the Stone Age, I think it terms a little misplaced. That goes back to the saying, well, they're going to bomb us into the Stone Age. See, this is before when the United States had, you know, what was going on in New Mexico and Los Alamos, right? Manhattan Project and all that. See, they had that and they knew they could drop a bomb and they knew it would have effect. And the more powerful the bomb, the more damage it would do and people's homes would be blown away and we'd be looking at like Hiroshima and Nagasaki times 100. And that all of this radioactive fallout would permeate the earth and we'd have nuclear winter. And see, with EMP technology and cyber attacks and limited tactical nuclear strikes, and I'm talking about limited, meaning little nukes that only fall and destroy a certain area within a certain square mile with limited radioactive fallout. And only a few, not a whole lot of them, just a few. Don't need a lot. EMP attack overhead, destroying our satellites, crippling our communications. That is sufficient enough to send a team in, and certain areas of America would be livable. And they could move in, take over, kill all the remnants. Yeah. See, that's their idea, not of a joke, but that's their idea of what China and Russia are thinking about. Because that's why they've officially classified EMPs outside of the purview of nuclear arms treaties. Because EMPs are infrastructure shattering weapons that fracture Western nations seriously with little to no direct casualties. Because they know that all the people there who say, it's not going to happen, when it does, and it will, when it does, they're counting on 9 out of 10 Americans being dead, and that includes all you illegal immigrants out there that think you got it all cushy making demands on your major cities, like what we talked about in the first hour. Oh, the arrogance. But see, Biden put him up to this. Give me your tired, your poor, and we'll make them have-nots. And when they become now have-nots, they're going to come after the haves. All the people that have been stocking up, that know what's going on. Okay, now let's move on to the more serious, more realistic thing that I really wanted to get to. Martin Armstrong, you know that name? He is a legendary financial and geopolitical cycle analyst. He has new data on how well the Biden economy is doing. Spoiler alert, not doing well. The financial system is about to tank. I mean, we've got billionaires out there right now, aside from Martin Armstrong's take on this stuff, that are saying that they're looking at 1 to 2 medium-sized banking structures collapsing daily until there isn't any left to support us. Well, as to whether the U.S. government could default on its debt, because that's what everybody's worried about, if countries around the world continue to stop buying it. This is the thing. When they're not buying our debt, we can't pay our bill, right? Which is why they want to raise our taxes. This is, no, it's fruitless what they're thinking. All the other countries have to do is stop buying our debt, and we could, according to Armstrong, default on the debt. And I'm talking about the U.S. government now. We the people? No. U.S. Government Inc. as early as next year. Probably in 2027, but as early as next year, they could default. Armstrong says we've kicked the can down the road as far as we can go. It's not just the U.S. Europe's in the same boat. So is Japan. This is why they need a war. They think by going into war, that's the excuse to default on the debt. They simply won't pay China. If they try to sell their debt, good luck. We're not redeeming it. Same thing's happening in Europe. So once that happens, you go into war. That's their excuse on the whole debt thing to collapse, wipes out the pensions. Then they can blame Putin or Xi Jinping or whatever. It's the same thing Biden was doing before saying this was Putin's inflation. Then with the whole CBDC thing, you know, the central bank digital currency, the IMF's already completed its digital coin. They want to replace the dollar as a reserve currency for the world. These people are desperately just trying to hang on to power. Nobody wants to give it up. Nobody wants to reform. Yeah, you see, without electricity, that CBDC, gone. Done. Computers don't work flat, you know, blockchain doesn't work, none of it. Everything is flat. We're all on an even playing field. All of us are. That includes the government. You think their resources are going to work? Yeah, maybe for them. But see, part of the problem without hardening our grid, so we have a way to communicate and stop the ruin of our country in the event of an EMP attack, that's only one aspect of this thing. You see, when they stop buying and they start screwing us economically, now Armstrong is flatly stating what the common person should be doing right now. Everything we've said. 2 years worth of food supply. Armstrong says, this is what I have. It's not just prices will go up and up and up, but mainly because there will be shortages. The supply chain will be crippled. Then you do not know what they're going to do with the currency. They will do whatever they have to do to survive. That's what governments always do. See, I've said this forever and a day. I didn't need Martin Armstrong to tell me this. I already see the writing on the wall. So do you. Uncle Sam did not bother to harden our grid. Uncle Sam does not care what happens to us. They would rather that 90% of this country become extinct within a year and our enemies come in and take us over so they can fight a massive army and they will lose. And these people who think that the World Economic Forum is going to come in and tell us what to do, or the Zionists are going to come in and tell us what to do, I guarantee you Russia and China doesn't care about those Zionists, and they're going to hunt them down. And they're going to be extinct if everybody survives all this. Now, those of you buying guns and ammo, a lot of you out there think you may not have even a chance to empty one magazine. We don't know. But you got to be prepared. That's why people are buying 5,000 rounds of ammo at a time while they still can. And of course, Armstrong says war is coming sooner than later with the announcement that Ukraine will be joining NATO as early as July. When the next war starts, he warns, you are going to have to watch the bank because long-term interest rates are going to go up. Nobody wants to buy government debt, and you're going to have to hunker down at that stage of the game. This is the perfect storm. The recession's going to big time start and go on until 2028. The GDP will continue to fall. Inflation will continue to rise. It's the perfect storm for a dreaded stagflation economy. Big turn of events coming. So you're watching it. So what do you do? Oh, well, okay, sirrah, sirrah. My mom's dead now, okay? That's what she used to sing. Whatever, will be, will be. The future is not ours to see. Well, mom, you're dead now. Your ashes are in the ground, so you ain't going to see nothing, Mom. You know, we the people have to stand up now because the elderly, that civil, remember them? That's what they called that generation, World War II, the civil generation. There's hardly any of them left anymore. Now we got the baby boomers, and they're looking at this going, huh, wow. Huh. So what? Government will take care of us. Don't worry. That's a nervous laugh. Why? Because I already know damn well the government will not take care of us. If the grid goes down, they're going to run into their bunkers and hide. And eventually their energy sources, their food, it's all going to run out because they only think they're preparing for themselves. At some point in time, come out, wherever you are, they're going to have to come out of their little bunker, their little weather underground or whatever. Mount Weather. Yeah, they're going to have to come out of their bunkers to see what's going on, what the end result is. And that's when we're going to get them. Because see, the survivors are going to figure that out. They will. They'll figure it out and see if it's not we, the people that is left over, that prepared, that's going to get them, that was able to withstand the attack from the hordes and everything, that's going to get them. See, because the big cities are going to implode. You already know that. DARPA, they have a new manta ray out, by the way. Unmanned drone submarine. Northrop Grumman built it. Full size, uncrewed, underwater vehicle called a UUV. Prototype known as the manta ray. It's a new class of sub. Extra large glider that will operate long duration, long range, payload capable undersea missions without the need for on-site human logistics. Won't need them. Manta Ray can wait on the seabed to intercept nuclear subs. Yeah. It can operate at depths that traditional submarines can't reach. It was launched in 2020 to improve underwater vehicle design and develop techniques to increase payload capacity and conserve energy. Wow. Oh, Pfizer, by the way, has halted completely. An experimental gene therapy for muscular dystrophy after a child who got the treatment died due to cardiac arrest. What were these people thinking? The drug maker revealed the sudden boy's death in a community letter shared by the nonprofit advocacy group Parent Project Muscular Dystrophy. The child who was not identified received the investigational recombinant adeno-associated virus gene therapy, part of their phase 2 daylight study for Duchenne muscular dystrophy in early 2023. According to them, the study enrolled children between the ages of 2 and 4. And of course, the study has since concluded. And now we find out they killed somebody. The FDA commissioner is announcing the agency says it's preparing for possible bird flu spread among humans. Really? Here we go. Another disease X. These people can't be trusted, folks. They're coming up with all sorts of excuses. Oh, but we got a patient in Texas. He had inflamed eyes. Neither the patient nor many of the cows that have been infected have suffered respiratory symptoms. H5N1 commonly infects respiratory tracts of birds. But if they've been toying with this stuff, see, this is what the FDA said. They're preparing for a scenario in which the highly pathogenic avian influenza starts spreading among humans. It's because they've been mutating it. This virus, like all viruses, is mutating, according to Dr. Robert Califf, the FDA commissioner. We have to prepare for the possibility it might jump to humans. H5N1 might jump to humans. Oh, my God. Disease X is here. Yeah, when they start having meetings at Johns Hopkins about this, you know something is in the works. Just in time for the election. But wait, if you act now, no. No, we have to start looking at the bigger picture. Esther in Washington, good morning where you are.
No, it's not good morning. It's mid-morning. So.
Okay. Anyway, all right. Well,
yeah, morning is a good time, right?
It is.
I mean, woke up,
got out of bed, dragged your comb across my head. Yeah.
Right. And then you look forward to a really good breakfast with your loved ones, especially if it's like on a Sunday, right? And you have time for breakfast. So you make the pancakes and the eggs and the bacon and the coffee and just all that good stuff, right?
Yep, yep.
Well, so how committed are you, Dave, to your cause of keeping truth in America alive?
Well, let's see. Am I willing to, in other words, die for what I believe in? Yes.
Oh, wow. Good. Wow. And like all of your guests that you've had, with the exception of one or two, how would you rate their commitment to keeping truth in America?
Well, I've asked a few of them off mic what their feelings were, and some of them actually did have the que sera sera attitude. Other people that I've talked to, both on and off mic, have said, and I've had conversations with some of them afterwards. And they said, you know, we have to be prepared for what's coming. We really do believe in this, and I'm going to take as many of them with me before they take me. So that's kind of the reaction I get.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's about a 50-50 split, to be honest with you.
Right. Okay, so our roots, what makes America so unusual of all the nations? Well, Canada, sort of, Australia, New Zealand, but the United States of America, what makes it so unusual compared to other nations?
I think it's our determination in some respects until it isn't.
And it's our determination that does not depend on race.
Yep, correct.
When anyone comes to America, they become Americans, right?
Legally. Legally.
Yes, right.
Okay. So I want to clarify.
I love Louis L'Amour. I just love him. He is such a good writer. And he has many, many quotes that just nourish the mind. And one of the quotes from Over on the Dry Side, he says on page 259, he says, "Victories are won in the mind before they are won upon the ground." And we as Americans are victorious in our minds when we live in truth. And of all the nations of the people, we are truthful people. Why? Because of our past, of everything, of the hell we've had to go through to establish the land, and then the hell the Native Americans went with us, you know, against us, and we against them. There's been hell to pay on every side. Do you hear any, like, Native Americans boo-hooing and wow-wowing? Like, don't say anything about Native Americans. That's like anti-Native Americanism.
Nope.
It's like being anti-Semite. Like,
no, they keep to themselves, Esther. The Native Americans, I've noticed that. Thank you for bringing that up. They keep to themselves a lot. They look at the United States and go, look, you know, we know where the real liars are. We know where the real truth is. The real truth is right here in our hearts.
Exactly. Yeah. So for all the people of America, I mean, we are brothers. We are sisters. We stand together in truth. We stand together because our blood has been shed on this ground for truth. And Louis L'Amour has this saying, and it's when we're in a fight, and it's like fighting can be likened to hell, you know, the night of hell or the darkness, right? And a new day is when we have breakfast, right? Okay, so here's what he says. Okay, there's a conversation. So, just how committed are you in or are you out? I should smile. I'm in from hell to breakfast. That's the thing. And all Americans are in this fight from hell to breakfast. The world has not seen unity as we are going to show the world. Be so happy and grateful that we're on this beautiful land, and show it with a smile and be gracious to people. Yeah, and accept that the evil. Absolutely. Don't resist it. But we're going to root hog or die.
Yeah. Okay, Esther. I appreciate that. All right. Good. That's a good note. That's a good note for today. We'll end on that. Thank you so much for your call. There you have it. See, we do have people out there that are right thinking, that have a happy life, and that's a good thing. Speaking of happy life, there's some new speakers lined up for this year's Ozarks Homesteading Expo. That's happening September 6th and 7th of this year in Marshfield, Missouri. I'm going to see if we can go. I'm going to look into it. It's not that far. I'm going to look into it and see if we can. I really want to meet Joel Salzen and some of the people that we've talked to in the show. Cucumber soup, we have a recipe there. Seems to weigh down produce in abundance of time. And when it's cucumbers, you need more options than just making pickles. Well, we do more than that. I love those dill cucumbers. You know, the ones you put in the sour cream. Cucumber soup's another good one. We have some recipes for that. And of course, if you're going to use onions, use organic red onions, because research is revealing comparing the nutrition in 5 different kinds of onions, red or purple, are far more and offer far more protection in terms for disease prevention, as several properties they contain kill 3 to 4 times more cancer cells. So when you can, try to get organic onions, the ones that, you know, they don't use all this junk on. Yeah, conventionally grown onions are kind of like that. Antioxidant activity is greater in organic red onions than flavanols as well, 20% higher. That's why you should look at organic red onions. There's your farmer's market, folks. Gotta love that. Okay, let's see. What else is going on here before the bottom of the hour? Got a couple of minutes. We're going to go to break. Catholic schoolboys. Oh, wait till you hear this. Catholic schoolboys. Massive payout. They got over $1 million awarded to 2 teens who sued their elite California Catholic school after being kicked out over a blackface selfie when they were actually wearing skincare masks. The boys attended a sleepover. They were 14 years old way back when. They applied a face mask purchased by one of their moms, which turned from light to dark green once dry. They took their picture together. Their picture was put online. It went viral. The school district caught up with it, the Catholic school. They, you know. And so each teen was awarded $500,000 and additional tuition reimbursement of about $70,000. Wow. Amazing how that works. You see, somebody decided, hey, they weren't doing blackface. They were showing their masks, for crying out loud. Better be careful what you do. Better ask questions before you shoot. Now, let's see. We got one more thing about hugs healing. Had your hug today? That'd be a good idea. Emotional, physical health, just like Esther said. Be nice to people. Serial art of worm charming as well. And neuroscientist is a Mind Lab International. Be a good place to go listen to music. We'll be back with Scott Shara after the break. Stay with us.
Hi, everyone. This is Catherine, producer of the Power Hour. Not very many of you know that I suffer from an autoimmune disease, and one product that I depend on daily is Global Healing Center's organic plant-based selenium. Selenium is essential for optimal endocrine and immune function and for moderating the inflammatory response. Not only that, but this essential trace mineral plays a vital role in promoting a healthy thyroid, maintaining cardiovascular health, and supporting metabolism. This expertly crafted supplement is extracted from the mustard seed plant. It is vegan-friendly and highly bioavailable, ensuring optimal absorption of this powerful antioxidant. So whether or not you're dealing with an autoimmune disorder like me, or you simply want to boost your immune function, I recommend you try Global Healing Center Selenium from the Power Mall. It's available by going to thepowermall.com or by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829.
Come to the Power Mall today and purchase Mediterranean Black Seed Oil from North American Urban Spice. Exclusively from the genetic source and never standardized. Cold pressed, it's so good it supports cardiovascular, respiratory, immune, digestive, neurologic health, and so much more. Said to be good for everything but death itself, come find the best prices on Black Seed capsules or 8-ounce varieties when you visit thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829 to purchase.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Many Americans are growing increasingly concerned about the rapidly growing U.S. government deficits. Recognizing that the additional printing of paper money devalues U.S. currency. To compensate, American gold and silver coins will provide wealth protection. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins delivered directly to our clients. You can reach us at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Hi, this is Linda from the Power Mall. I would like to tell you about a product that I personally take and recommend. I was very drawn to the Bone Active Topical Rub because I want to build healthy bones and prevent age-related bone loss, which so many of my friends have. Bone Active Oil contains three of the most potent mountain herbal oils known to man: sage, rosemary, and oregano. I rub it on my joints and on the bottom of my feet, and an added bonus is that it smells amazing. Not only is it potent by just rubbing it on the body, but also can be taken internally. Take advantage of the research. Use Bone Active rubbing oil and capsules to support a healthy overall bone density response. I'd love to talk with you more about this product. Call me at 877-817-9829 or learn more by visiting thepowermall.com.
Yes, friends.
Power to the
and you are, my friends.
Power to the
we're in the last
power
segment
to the
of the Power Hour.
Power to the
all right, we are back with Scott Shara. This is our final segment of the show, folks, and this is kind of important here because of the fact that Scott is joining us on video, and we urgently need your prayers for Grace's case. The defense is trying now, just 4 days prior to depositions, to put a gag order on Scott Shara and his family and, you know, his attorneys or anything regarding to sharing anything disclosed during the doctor and nurse depositions. They don't want the word getting out. Scott is with us here on the show, and when we do the replay on Rumble over the weekend, and I'm glad that this is a Friday because more and more people are going to watch this later on in the day. Scott Shara, thanks for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me, Dave. I appreciate the nice introduction.
And I'm glad to see you on video. This is probably the first time we've seen you, even though you've been out doing yard work. It doesn't matter. You know, we all got to do that sometime. I'll be doing mine this weekend, so don't worry.
Well, I got three interviews today, so I took a 20-minute break to do yard work, and then another one, and now this one. And then I have a Zoom call, a two-hour Zoom call.
Yeah. Oh, for gosh sakes. All right. Well, you know, but the beauty of it is your case is moving forward. You've got discovery. You're in the middle of that. Explain first off to people who don't know what's going on. That we have some new listeners out there that don't know about your daughter and what the hospital did to her. So if you could just give us a quick recap on that, we would appreciate it.
So Grace was 19. She had Down syndrome, and her first day in heaven was October 13th of 2021. And, you know, ultimately I came to the conclusion after studying the records that Grace was murdered. And the reason was, is on Grace's last day, it started with the doctor telling us how great of a day Grace had, but that bed was worth more with Grace dead, because we would not give a pre-authorization for a ventilator. And so they took a sedation med that, unbeknownst to us, she had already been on for 4 days illegally, and combined that with, that's called Presidex, combined it with lorazepam and morphine, which is what you do to euthanize somebody in their last hour of hospice care. They did that in 29 minutes. And to facilitate no nurse coming in to revive Grace with Narcan after we're screaming, begging for them to save our daughter, they hollered back, she's DNR. The doctor had put a do not resuscitate order on Grace's chart simultaneous with hanging up the phone with us that day, Dave. So, I mean, all this, you know, praise God, he opened up the door for a lawsuit. You know, I'm not banking anything on the Antichrist system for a lawsuit, but because God opened the door, we're not only exposing medical murder, but we're exposing the corruption in the legal system.
Well, and yes, you are, because it is corrupt. You and I both know that. We've seen it firsthand. I've been into court multiple times watching them steal people's homes. And now you're in court facing the people that stole your daughter's life. So, you know, and the judge, I'm just hoping to God, and we need your prayers for this, folks, that this judge and everything that's going on here makes logical sense to him. And he understands that America needs to know what's going on, that this gag order is just ridiculous, that this case should be made public for very good reason, because there's a lot of other things. See, what they're trying to do, and we know this, they're trying to head this off at the pass so that everything is quiet, and maybe they'll hope that they won't get enough information out there, and that there won't be other people seeing what's going on and looking at the similarities of what you discovered versus what they might discover, because they don't want more lawsuits. They don't want the court system being inundated with all of these lawsuits, because the hospitals, if they find out that the same thing happened and all of a sudden all this discovery gets out there, oh, I would love to have a copy of the transcripts of all those depositions you get, Scott Schar. I really would. I think that people need to be made aware of it, and I would hope that you would share them with me, being a paralegal, and let me look them over. I would love to see all those depositions, and so would, you know, my counterparts in the Halt Hospital homicide structure.
Well, I, of course, agree 100%. The only restriction will be the legal team just warned me, because I'm so just don't give anything away that describes our strategy. So, I mean, I get that. I'm not going to give away our strategy, of course. But, you know, think through the idea of a gag order. So, first of all, to frame the time frame, we filed our lawsuit on April 11, 2023, over a year ago, right? Mm-hmm. Then we had a couple motions to dismiss on July 14th. The judge did what a judge should do, and he dismissed them because we should have a right to prove our case. Then we filed an amended complaint, put in a common law battery claim. This is huge. So, of course, that set off a firestorm for more motions to dismiss. The judge again followed the rule of law and said, no, these people have an opportunity. It's their case. They have an opportunity. So every single claim is going forward. So now we start discovery. We've already done the first set of interrogatories. And starting next Tuesday, two of the four attorneys are flying into Wisconsin on Monday. And yesterday morning, we get a letter from them demanding that we sign a stipulation for a gag order, not only for these depositions, but back to the interrogatories. And, you know, it's just the legal team has been brilliant. My reaction to it was, no, I mean, we're not allowing that. I thought the purpose of the gag order was they finally started looking at the evidence that we gave them and realized, holy cow, you know, this guy has been out there. They've got us and we can't let this out. And the legal team thought that's also true. But they also said, you know, we believe they had this likely planned all the way along because they thought we're married to the deadlines. You know, the court laid out a schedule, and our first day of the jury trial is November 4th. Wow. And they presumed we're married to that schedule, which, I mean, we are married to the schedule, but not at this expense. There's no way we're not going to let this case public. And on top of that, the legal team thinks they use this to try to tee up not allowing cameras in the courtroom during the 3-week jury trial. So, of course, we said no. And in fact, we went on the offense and said, listen, we want to take this in front of the judge now because you're throwing this out there and trying to play a last minute maneuver to get us in, you know, to wrangle us in. No, we're not doing it. In fact, what we'll do is we'll sign a limited stipulation for the doctor and nurse's depositions only until the judge decides. So we want this in front of the judge because we want to have the green light for cameras on everything. This needs to get out. Why would you want a gag order, Dave? The only reason you want a gag order is if you don't have the truth on your side.
You're hiding something. That's why they want a gag order, is because they're hiding something and they know it. That's why all these people, that's why the judge in Trump's case wants the same thing. They don't want Trump talking about what's going on in the courtroom and going after these other people and exposing them because harm might come to them. And see, you're talking about a different kind of harm. You're talking about litigation harm, which is exactly what Trump is facing, is litigation harm, because we have a right to free speech and they should not be out there trying to gag this, knowing that they're at fault, the clients are at fault. This is what the insurance companies pay these jokers to do, and they're doing it well. Now, folks, understand, this is in state court in Wisconsin, right, Scott?
That's correct.
Okay, now, the next question, because I don't have the discovery rules in front of me for the state of Wisconsin. I do for multiple other states because of the foreclosure matters and things that I deal with. But in Wisconsin, how many of each type of discovery, because there's admissions, interrogatories, and requests for production, do you know, the attorneys, I mean, we're not disclosing anything, but how many of each are you allowed to serve on each defendant?
I don't know that of there's each a limitation thing to production of documents.
I figure is probably true, but interrogatories and per plaintiff, for each plaintiff, you're allowed to serve a set of discovery. And it's all three. And so how many plaintiffs do we have in the case besides yourself, your wife and your daughter? Or
no, it's me personally. And then me as the administrator of Grace's estate, which,
right,
you know, that becomes another, it's so frustrating, Dave, when you peel back the state statutes that prevent you from filing, because I technically don't have a claim because Grace was a legal adult. So they do this, they're trying to make it their excuse, and I can share directly from the defense attorney's motion to dismiss. The excuse is that if we don't have these restrictions, doctors won't practice in our state.
Oh.
And, you know, this is crazy, crazy stuff. And then you mentioned that this is a state case, and by the way, the interrogatories, I think the limit on interrogatories is either 22 or 25. I mean, it's a fairly small amount. So we've burned through that already.
It's, I bet.
You know, but that isn't really where the discovery happens. The discovery happens in the depositions.
Yeah.
And, you know, so that's where we're at. And, you know, these depositions have to go forward and they need to be open to the public. We're going to be videotaping the depositions also. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's critical. But, you know, the idea of how these institutions can shut court systems down is quite interesting. And I say these institutions because these institutions have become state actors. And you, with your background, understand the state actor doctrine. What's happening is the federal government is controlling the entire medical industrial complex through the Centers for Medicaid and Medicaid Services, Medicare and Medicaid Services. How? Through standards of care. the Centers for Medicaid and Medicare Services write the standards of care for the whole country. People don't realize that. They think it's only for Medicare and Medicaid. It's not. It's for the whole country. So consequently, the federal government, through CMS, has made these medical institutions state actors. And this is what they don't want out. The Brooke Jackson case was just heard. The motion to dismiss was heard in your state of Texas on May 1st, last week. And I talked with Warner Mendenhall because he's one of our attorneys, and he was on my podcast yesterday. And Warner is also one of the attorneys in the Brooke Jackson case. I called him on May 2nd to find out how it went. And, you know, the judge didn't make a decision, but they did get their day in court. But the purpose of that hearing was to dismiss the case. So the Brooke Jackson, this is the same thing with ours. Even though we're in a state case, Ascension Hospital System is a state actor. So the federal government came in behind Pfizer and filed this motion to dismiss. Well, the same thing can happen with our case. And the purpose of the motion was because this case contradicts public health policy. Okay, so just wrap your head around that.
I have.
They don't want the fact that the United States government is involved with hastening death. They don't want that out to the public.
They don't, but see, I don't know. Are your attorneys aware of a case called Hafer versus Mello? Hafermelo, Hafer versus Mello. Those of you out there listening to the show right now, it's a U.S. Supreme Court case from 1991, 502 U.S. 21. 502 U.S. 21. That's the case citation. It's Hafer versus Mello, where actually if the judge goes outside the bounds of his oath to uphold due process, he becomes a state actor.
What year was that, Dave?
1991.
1991. All right. Thanks for that. I wrote it down. So
I just wanted to make sure, Scott, because, you know, this is mission critical here, folks. And anything that we are looking at, and it could be judges that are sitting there trying to rip you off out of your home and steal your life. I mean, this is exactly what these doctors did to Grace. We know they did it. They gave her this 3-drug cocktail, put her to sleep for good. And then they tried to hide the fact. And they you've got a doctor that literally went against the DNR statutes in Wisconsin. I mean, we're just scratching the tip of the icebergs with these depositions, aren't we, Scott?
We are. I mean, and it's interesting as, you know, as I'm learning how the game is played, and this literally is a game. I'm a businessman in my whole, you know, over 30 years I've owned a business, and oh my gosh, I mean,
congratulations. Thank you.
You know, to submit yourself to this level of foolishness is beyond belief. I read over the 4-page stipulation document, and it's like, you got to be kidding me. There's no way we're doing this. You know, praise God, the legal team is on the same page as I am. But, you know, we sent the prayer request out yesterday. My wife was behind that. She did a great job. Yeah, and, you know, when these ideas come up, I just don't have time to implement everything. So she took the ball and rolled with it. But, you know, what we're asking, there's so many prayers but the specific thing here is that we continue with these depositions without a gag order. There's multiple other things. You know, for me personally, Dave, what you realize, I'm going to be sitting in every one of these depositions. All right. And you might remember when we've talked a long time ago that when I was in the hospital 3 days after Grace died, God broke me and he gave me the spirit of forgiveness so that I can walk through this lawsuit without vengeance. Well, now I'm going to meet Grace's murderers face to face. And I have to. Yeah, this is tough.
You have to have a renewed mind.
I have to be in representing God in those depositions and meet them in love, because that's what's expected. And so that a prayer for that is really important, because, you know, you can't do that type of thing as a human. It just doesn't work. You know,
I understand.
I'd much rather punch him in the nose as anybody.
Well, or worse. I understand that completely, because what they did in most people's minds would be unforgivable, but you're not like most people, Scott. And I understand that you want justice to be done and be done the right way. And so I am going to right now just invoke the word of God as I sit here holding Theopneustos in my hot little hand. And I just pray right now, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to pray with me, this is very important. Scott needs deliverance. He needs renewed mind. He's going into the snake pit. He's going into the devil's den. This is exactly what he's doing. He knows he's doing it. He knows that these people and their attorneys are snakes in the grass, and they're going to do everything they can to try to disrupt him and get his emotions to become unchecked. And we just lift you and his situation, Scott Chara. We lift his situation up, ask for deliverance in all earnest, for him to remain in renewed mind the entire time these depositions are going on, to understand that this is the devil's trap, and this is what they're trying to do, is ensnare him, to get him to come out of his shell and say things that might be prejudicial to his case. We know this is what they're trying to do because it works both ways. And we just lift the situation up to you. Pray for his deliverance. Pray for a positive outcome that works to his benefit and the benefit to all believers, in the name of your son, Yeshua. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Dave. That was,
and that we have to, this is how we stick by each other, folks. This is mission critical for Scott and everybody else that's become a victim of this sort of stuff. This is one of the reasons why I wish I could have done that when I was at the Halt Hospital Homicide Convention in San Antonio in March 25th of last year. That day will forever stick in my head, because Scott is facing the same kind of crises. And a lot of these people, they feel helpless to do anything about this because of what the United States government has done to not only whitewash what's happened, but to prevent us from suing and litigating against these people. But this case is one of those that stands out aside from everybody else, because they actually got the goods on these people. And after reading the charts and reading everything else, they realized this behavior is not covered by the federal government. This behavior is nefarious. It was outrageous what they did. Imposing a DNR violated the statutes. Nobody gave permission for Grace. She was an adult, and they couldn't just, you know, come in and say DNR. I mean, somebody had to authorize that, and it was not incumbent on the doctor to do that, was it?
Not at all. I mean, Grace, you know, it's, what's interesting is he, 20 minutes before he put the DNR on Grace, he said she had such a good day yesterday, we should work on nutrition, get her out of bed. I mean, it's like, yeah.
You just don't understand why all of a sudden the sudden turn of events. I'm sure that's going to come up in the deposition. I'm sure that you're spending probably dozens of hours with your attorneys going over these deposition questions that are going to be asked of these doctors and nurses as to what their role was.
Yeah, it's really been great working with them. And this next 2 weeks, for me personally, it will be kind of a break. So the two attorneys will be in town for 2 weeks, the ones that are involved with the depositions. And mm-hmm. We have an Airbnb that has enough room for me also, so that we can all, you know, we can just be on this case 100% of the time. We've worked on it multiple, lots and lots of time beforehand. But I mean, we really have to be on our game during the doctor and nurse deposition. So our family depositions are next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Then the doctors and nurses Monday through Thursday the following week. And I mean, it's really an exciting time from the perspective of the case. You know, I am very much looking forward to see what type of craziness, what lies they have. And that's why I'm sitting in every one of them, because I've studied the records. I know what the truth is. I took contemporaneous records. So I know what the truth is. So if they lie, I'll know it instantly. That's why I'm sitting in every single one.
Exactly. But the thing is that you said that your family, that includes you.
And my wife, Cindy, and my daughter, Jessica, all three
right.
of us.
Right. All three of you are going to get deposed. And this is especially important for people to recognize that one of the reasons why they want to depose you before you get to depose them, and it's critical, it's mission critical. They want as much dope on you and what your state of mind was and whether you're being vengeful or whether you're going to stray from the facts. They actually want to get you out of your renewed mind, and they want you in that emotional set where your anger comes out. They're going to try to rattle your cage, and that's what we prayed for, is for you to have a renewed mind and that God's going to be on your side, and you just know this, and your attorneys are going to counsel you to answer the question without getting way out in left field, which is what they're going to try to drag you in. I've been in depositions. I understand this completely. So we know what they're going to try to do, and we just pray that, you know, for your deliverance in this, that you're going to come through this successfully, and the same with your wife and your daughter, because she was there on FaceTime when Grace passed. I want to talk a minute about the donations. How has that been coming?
We have not pushed that. You know, I'm not praise God, we've been set up for a time such as this. You know, we're paying for all this out of our own pocket.
Yeah.
Donations, or we've still, in spite of me not asking, the Give, Send, Go has already raised $90,000. We can't use that money for the case, so because it's going to our nonprofit, and the nonprofit can't sponsor our case. So how it works is we've been funding the expenses of the nonprofit, which are our billboards, the website, the PR, all. There's a lot of expenses, and you know, so that offsets the expenses for the nonprofit. But we have to use our personal money for the lawsuit. It's just the way it is.
Well, you got a good guy. I've actually been on the phone or video when we were at Hull Hospital Homicide. They were meeting in Atlanta at the same time, and Werner Mendenhall happened to be one of the key speakers there. So we got a chance to see and visit with Werner, and that guy is a dynamo. So I am just, you know, I'm praying to God that he takes the helm on this thing, and he will protect you as best he can during these depositions, especially when they're coming after you to get your side of the story. So this should be an interesting thing. Scott Schar, thank you so much for joining us. And we just, again, pray for your deliverance. Hold him up in your prayers, if you would, folks. We thank you, Scott. God bless you. God bless you for bringing out the truth. You bet.
Well, God bless you too, Dave.
Thank you. All right. There you have it, folks. We're out of time for today. Wow. Out of time for the weekend. Now we got to get stuff done. Got to go out and do yard work and all that other good stuff that Scott was just doing. So, you know, in the meantime, please do something like Esther said. Be nice to people. Smile. Engage in conversation. Be nice to your fellow man. You know, we're not all evil, okay? Some of us actually walk around with good in our hearts and walk in love. So if you would do that for me over the weekend, and God bless you. We will see you on Monday. God bless the United States of America. See you then.
Bigger than the heavens, and the lover of my soul. Creator God, He is Yahweh. Great I am, He is Yahweh. The Lord of all, He is Yahweh. Possession of, He is Yahweh. Righteous Son, He is Yahweh. The three in one, He is Yahweh.
Harmful organisms are everywhere, affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrax is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrax can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now.
That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.